Okay, let's try to recapture that magic. I find that we tend to try to recapture magic a lot.
Okay.
Why don't we try to capture the magic the first time from now on?
Okay.
Okay, I expected a little bit more pushback.
No, I don't want to do that.
Right, let's shoot the... I'm saying we shoot the rehearsal starting now.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Your enthusiasm or lack thereof is not inspiring. Okay. Hello and welcome to episode 535 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver. I got too much stuff around me. I'm rattling tin cans over here.
Is that what they call it? Rattling tin cans?
No, I'm literally rattling tin cans, like on my desk.
Like you're dragging them behind your car with a just married sign?
Yeah.
Did you do that when you were married?
No.
I don't think anyone had the tin cans.
Yeah.
At ours.
Now I'm upset and I feel like we should go back and have a redo.
Recapture that magic, like I said.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we should do that. We should just tie tin cans to random cars and say just married.
Like just as a prank to our buddies when they're leaving
the... If you came out of the Costco, well, I guess you'd not. Costco's a bad example because you'd go in the trunk. But you came out of somewhere and just got in your car and drove. You would not notice. You wouldn't look for a just married sign and tin cans on your car. You'd just drive away.
Yeah, you just drive away. And you'd wonder, what's that weird sound? I better go get my car checked. Yeah.
And everyone's honking at you.
Yeah. I don't even think you need the just marry. Just like literally a train of tin cans behind. So they won't even see it because you tie it and it'll be underneath their car when they get into their car. And then they drive away. And then obviously, you know, the string extends that's holding all the tin cans.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like this is happening.
Okay. This is not where I was headed, but there was a move that my dad told me about that they used to do. I'm sure they didn't used to do it, but... This is a hot move. No, I know. I take it back. I know somebody who did this to somebody.
Okay.
Okay. They set their car on fire.
Okay.
No, that wasn't a thing. No, they take a bunch of like ball bearings or like bolt nuts and bolts, like a handful.
Right.
And you pop off the hubcap, put them inside the hubcap, and put the hubcap back on.
No, okay? That doesn't sound nice.
You know, but here's the thing. It doesn't wreck the car, but as you're slowly backing out, you hear this rattle. You're like, what is that? But as you get going, the centrifugal force, or the centripetal force, depending on which way you're looking at it, holds the ball bearings in place, so it stops rattling. You're like, oh, okay, good. As soon as you start slowing down, it rattles again, and you cannot figure out what it is.
That's a real mind screw job, is what you
And got. Then someone jumps out and go, oh, you just married? And they're like, what? And like, oh, no, it's a separate joke. Separate joke.
Okay.
I mixed those up.
All right. So,
there you go.
Prank
you
time. Well, that was a new segment on the show.
You know what? Should have done that 2 days ago on April Fool's. That would have been the time to do it.
That would have been glorious. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anyone was up for April Fool's this year.
No, I didn't hear anything about it. Yeah, good.
I saw a couple things that later on they're like, no, it was April Fool's. And everyone was like, yeah, we don't care. It doesn't matter. Like, I saw something about Volkswagen wanting to change their name in America or something. And everyone went, yeah, okay, fine, I guess. Doing electric cars now. And they're like, no, we're kidding. Nobody cares, Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what was the name going to be, though? Was there what was the proposal?
Volkswagen. Like car.
Yeah.
So it's too clever, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, this year, like 2 days ago, was the 10th anniversary of the invisible camera, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. And was there a celebration?
There's no such thing as a celebration right now.
Oh, okay. But maybe a virtual celebration?
No. We'll do 11 years. 11 years, we'll do the 10th on the 11th anniversary.
Okay. That'll be confusing.
Once everyone's happy again.
Okay. All right.
Once, well, I don't know. Don't you think it's kind of weird times right now?
I feel like it's the best time for a virtual...
A throwback?
Well,
throwback,
I mean, it's a throwback to when something didn't exist, like the invisible camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm going to do it on the April the 5th. That's going to be when we put it out, the anniversary. Just yeah. Missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Amazon, maybe.
No.
I haven't
touched... Don't say that word.
I don't even care. Well, I need to buy something on Amazon.
Okay.
I need some help. I need some help from the listeners. Not to buy it, to tell me how to buy it. Okay?
Okay. All right.
In America and Canada, I could go to the hardware store and buy something called glazier points. Like that, like the glass makers use to like put windows and stuff in like that. Like the tiny little metal tacks that you would use. Now, I want to use them to mount pictures in picture frames. Like I build my own picture frames, and that's the easiest way to sort of mount them in there. These little tacks you tap in, they're perfect. Cannot find them in Germany. I tried. I asked at a couple of the hardware stores, and they were just confused by what I was asking.
Okay.
And then, so I tried online on Amazon, and I cannot find them. I can't find a translation. I do not know what they're called here in Germany. So what are glazier points called in Germany? I'm not asking what the translation is in German. That I can do.
Right.
Now they're called Das Glazier Points.
Yes.
Is the literal translation. And so I guess it would be Die Glazier Points if it's plural. So there you go. That's how you know I'm terrible at German. So anyway, if anyone knows what they're actually called in Deutschland and how I can find them, I would appreciate that.
Great.
But that leads us into Patreon. That's the big one. The Patreon thank yous.
Okay.
To people. I'm not doing individual thank yous, but a number of people have already signed up in the first week.
Wow.
Yeah. I say a number because I didn't check the actual number. I keep getting messages and, oh, so-and-so signed up. Some people, now this is no pressure on anybody else. I'm just letting you know, some people have chosen to spend more on their own volition to spend more than the $2.
Wow.
Yeah. So thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not my mom. There's no way my mom could figure out how to do that. So.
Or mine.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no... And our moms do not live far from each other, by the way.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No. Didn't know that.
Yeah. We'll talk off the air. We'll give out actual, you know, satellite locations after.
Okay.
I bet you your parents and my mom live probably less than 20 minutes from each other.
Okay.
Yeah, fun fact for the listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So check out our Patreon site. It's on our website. That's what I'm saying. That's where it is. You click on our homepage and it'll take you right there. So what's going on, Adam?
Easter. Same old, I guess. I don't know. Same things. Baseball, work, that. Occasionally photography, but very, very occasionally. Oh, we went down to Kitsilano, our old stomping grounds, yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was exciting. We just kind of...
Did you go by the old apartment?
Close. We didn't actually go right by, but what? we were in the neck of the woods. We've done that before in the last...
With the kids.
Yeah, and showed them where we once lived. But no, we didn't do it this time, but we went down to Kits Beach and... It seemed like a nice thing to do outside by the beach. There were, I'd say, a reasonable amount of people down there just doing the same thing, just kind of enjoying some fresh air and a very different feel to Kits Beach with, you know, all the little kind of pockets of where people are very spread out. But yeah, it was right. Nice. So we did that yesterday. That was something. I didn't take any photos. We didn't.
Was it beach weather or just like nice day weather?
It was nice. It wasn't like hot. It was a nice day, but it wasn't hot. It was kind of a bit overcast, but.
But you still went tarps off though, right? You and Jack?
Tarps off? Is that shirts?
Yeah. Don't you watch Letterkenny? Come on.
No, I did first season, but they didn't get to tarps.
Oh, tarps off, boys.
Okay. Yeah. No, it was a little cool for that. It definitely got cool when the sun went down, but it was something different to do just because, yeah, pretty limited in terms of things to do. I kind of wish I had taken my camera once we were down there, but I did not.
What time of day did you go down?
We went down because it was Good Friday, so everyone was off yesterday. This is when we went down. So we went down a little after lunchtime. We had a few Vancouver errands that we needed to run. We needed to get a few pairs of baseball pants, and we needed to
Burrard there?
Yes, yes. We went to that.
I love that store.
They're one of the places that you can kind of find almost anything, but yeah.
Yep.
Baseball pants, we need a couple more pairs, and... I'm trying to think, there was a few other errands we wanted to do, but we also just thought it'd be something different. Go out of Richmond for a day, and yeah, we did a little walk around. We got dinner, we picked up burgers, and then just kind of ate at the beach, which was kind of nice.
Vera's?
We did. It was Vera's, you're right. Correct. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but I did not bring the camera, so nothing of an interesting photography. But I don't know if I should mention it now.
Do it.
Should I mention it now? I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he was sort of saying how he thought, we were just talking about a big space that he has in his house, like this huge entry hall space. And he was asking me if I had anything of, you know, a landscape type shot, but that was a vertical landscape that he could put in this huge kind of space. He figures he wants a massive enlargement, something in the range of about 6 feet tall by 4 feet wide. And and so I was thinking, like, do I have anything that would work in that sort of vertical orientation? And I was kind of racking my brain. And the only photo that I actually really like that I've taken in that orientation was the old black and white photo that I have in my house of the Schwartz's deli, which I don't think is suitable for his house. I mean, maybe it is, but
it's a good photo.
It's a good photo, but it's only meaningful to me. Like, it's not meaningful to him, and it's meaningful to, you know, my grandfather just passed away when we took that trip, and we were eating at that diner. Obviously, it carries my last name. Like, there's a bunch of things. So I like the photo, but it would be just kind of an IKEA stock photo type to anybody other than me. So I just thought, oh, I don't really ever shoot vertical landscapes. I mean, I probably could crop something that I have, but nothing that was intentionally done that way. So I thought, huh, this would be a fun challenge, or something I thought would be fun for listener participation. So I had, he sent me some photos of the space, so you can kind of get an idea of like what we're talking about, but it's a nice.
And where does this guy live generally? What neighborhood?
He's in Richmond. He lives in Richmond. He's not far from me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To me, that says like maybe it should be Steveston, maybe, you know.
Well, I had that thought, but I mean, I think it just, again, I don't even think he's sure what he wants there, but he does seem to want like a scenic shot. So I think something, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be in Steveston, but I think certainly for someone like the Panger, who is Steveston local, he's got a leg up on the competition if he wants to submit an entry. But I just thought it would be neat because he said legitimately, if I or someone else, because I said, oh, I'm going to put it to the podcast listeners, if someone else has a photo, it would be kind of funny if he'll choose one. And he said he'll get it enlarged, this massive print, to put up in his house, and then we'll take a photo, he said, of it in his house. And I thought it would be just, yeah, it's something cool. Maybe someone already has a great shot that they like of a vertical landscape that they want to see in my buddy's house. So there'd be a little bit of competitive incentive, like who can fill this space.
Okay, I see that. I like what you're saying. Now, is he going to pay said person?
No, this is completely, this is free. This is a free job. I'm doing it for free. I was not going to charge anything. I just thought we have never done this type of challenge, so I thought it was a sort of a twofer. It would be neat to see it actually finished. You see the space now, see the space after. That's where I think it's like someone like Don, Doncom is like, nope. He still hasn't sent me the Barry Colts photo of the hockey shot.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure he's not participating in our challenge free of charge. But I feel like the non-pro photo guys or someone who's more of an avid listener fan would be interested in participating and possibly winning the challenge, which means your photo gets to be massive in my buddy's house. Is that not okay. reward enough? That's not reward enough for you?
It is cool. Now, I feel like there needs to be some other incentive, though.
Well, why do we do the photo challenge?
Well, there's
the monthly challenge.
We don't. We do that to include people.
Exactly.
So here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that everything needs to be a paid gig or whatever like that. And there is something cool about your picture being a conversation piece in some dude's house that you do not know.
That's the thing. I love that.
That is the thing. That is cool. I'm torn in between this because I do like that. I'm not poo-pooing this idea. I like your idea.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying that is a big staircase.
Yep.
I'm guessing your buddy could afford to buy the winner a Two Hoser t-shirt. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure he could.
Like it doesn't need to be a paid gig, but if your buddy will commit to, or maybe we design a new t-shirt. That could be my motivation to design a new Hoser t-shirt, and your buddy would take care of the first one for the winner.
I think that's very reasonable.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be incentivized by the t-shirt, though. The challenge is...
No,
I think the challenge, again, regardless of whether it's used for my buddy's staircase, is it's actually just made me think of... I don't think we've ever done that. Have we ever done a vertical landscape?
I have. No, for a challenge,
as
no.
As a photo challenge.
No, for a challenge, no.
Which seems crazy that we haven't done that in the fact that we've rehashed like 8 million photo challenges.
Yeah.
We've never done vertical landscape.
You'd think we'd be better.
Yeah.
Now. So I think my instinct, like what I would do if I was this guy, I would be sort of inclined to take, like go on the outside of the house, like looking through this wall and find out what's on the outside of the house right there and take a picture of that and then mount it right there. So it's as if you're looking through the house with X-ray vision.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll
I've always wanted to do that with my house, like just for a party, back when you could have parties, and go around and like, because you could do it for pretty cheap, and just take photos outside of that, the very view that you would see looking through that picture frame. Do it in the whole house.
What about a metal print that was that big of the opposite side of the house as if it were a mirror?
Yes. That would be said. Now the metal print gets expensive.
Yeah,
but you're like, yes, I do like that.
Be very confusing when people are looking at
it. Yeah, I'm in. I'm in for that.
Okay,
that's gonna be my submission. I don't know how I'm gonna find this guy's house and get there, but I'm doing it.
Yeah. Anyways, just thought vertical landscape. And I think vertical landscape just makes a good photo challenge. If someone has a really good one and. You know, it would be something that my buddy would print, then I feel like, the shirt as a prize would be worthy.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. I'm going to say, even though I haven't spoken to him to confirm his purchase of a shirt, if he won't fund it, I will. There you go.
Oh, that's Adam stepping up.
Yeah.
But here's my commitment to this. I will come up with a new Hoser, like a clever Hoser's t-shirt. Not that we're getting rid of the other one. I actually do want to move it platforms, though, to a different place to sell them. But we'll come up with a new one, something witty and funny. Not necessarily referencing this photo challenge, but something good.
Okay, something good. Yeah,
the five. The five. Something like that. We'll do it. I'll have that ready to go by the end of next month. And whomever, because this flash forward to the end of the show, which we should be doing right now anyway. This will be the photo challenge for April, is a vertical landscape, no matter what, no matter if you want to participate in the, put your picture on this guy's wall.
Well, cause in order to participate, like if you actually wanted him to print it, you'd have to, you know, you have to opt in, you'd have to send us the full high res photo. Cause he's not going to make a 4 foot by 6 foot.
No, we'll deal with
print.
That later.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying like, you can still do the challenge and you don't have to agree to let my buddy print your photo. What I'm saying is it's just a good challenge either way.
It is a good challenge either way. I'm in on the vertical challenge there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But we'll sort the details out on how to opt in later.
Okay.
Okay. And do you and I get to pick the photo that goes on his wall?
No, I feel like he picks it. That's what I mean. It's not up to us. I think he picks it.
He picks the winner.
Yeah, so because if it was up to me, I'd always win, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. That sounds right. Okay, so spoiler alert ahead. We'll announce it. We were going to announce it at the end of the show, but here it is. The April challenge is vertical landscape. So we'll talk about that. Holy cow, we got an Easter freeze here. The weather was fantastic a couple days ago. It was 26 degrees in March.
Wow.
Loving that. That part I like. And then 2 days later, -3 overnight. So I would like you, weather, that's better, just pick a horse. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't need it to be 26 degrees in March. I don't need that. 13 is nice.
Yeah.
14. We could just ease it in. Enough with the ups and the downs. But there you go. But baseball season started today, at least for our first team. Our second team plays in a lower league. That's still up in the air. That'll probably start sometime in May. But baseball season started today. It was all the guys on both teams got tested before the game for the COVID. And so that was part of the deal. And off and running. So I took a team photo today. I went down to the park and took a team photo even. So that's kind of in the did you shoot anything interesting section, but I'll just talk about it right now.
Sorry, I'm having crazy humming issues. I'm listening to you, but I'm trying to figure out why my computer sounds like it's going to explode. It's not my computer. It's one of the external hard drives. Can you hear that hum?
No.
Really?
Well, now I can.
Damn it. Can I say damn it on this podcast?
Can you just eject that hard drive?
Maybe I'm looking. I'm sorry. You keep talking. Right. Keep talking. I'm gonna.
As you were.
This is like a behind the scenes. Peek behind the curtain.
Okay. Well, really, it's just the scenes now. Now that you've made it. So.
Okay.
Anyway, here's a team photo I took today. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I ran down to the park today, and in between games of a doubleheader. We ran out to shortstop and took the team photo.
Yeah.
Which normally I light. Like normally I bring lights and stuff like that. But we had a nice kind of, we had the perfect day for this kind of a photo. Like it was overcast, but the sun kind of peeked through. But so there was soft light everywhere. Yet there was still that sort of light on the top of their hat from the sun. Mm-hmm. So there is zero lighting on this. This is just essentially out of the camera. Little bit Jimmy Janglin with the sliders, the shadow sliders, a tiny bit, but very arbitrary. I did not take my normal setup for this kind of shot. I was down there for something else, but I brought the Mark III with the 85mm, and so basically stood sort of behind the mound, like towards the first baseline, that far out, and makes for a good team photo lens in this case.
Okay. Now,
you what was your comment about the photo off the air before we started?
Oh,
go ahead.
No, I don't feel like none of these guys know where I live, right?
No, I'm Canadians this year.
No, I'm not saying it. You're painting me as a bad guy. What we say off the air,
you're doing fine on yourself.
What we say off the air stays off the air. You're not putting me on the spot.
Okay.
Not doing it.
You're not falling for it.
I'm not falling for it.
Well, hold on. I don't want anyone to think it was something cancelable.
Right.
Like it wasn't a bad thing necessarily. It wasn't, you know, sexist or anything.
No.
I don't want to give anyone the, but now people are, now people, it's, maybe it's worse in people's minds.
Maybe. Either way, let's just leave it up to their imaginations. What would they say about this group?
Yeah, I have no clue. I don't really pay attention. What would they say? Sind wir fertig jetzt? Are we done yet? That's what they would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
You know what's interesting, and just speaking about team baseball photos is, I actually volunteered to do some fun, like an outdoor baseball shoot next weekend for our team. We couldn't do it this weekend, but it was Easter weekend, and I just thought, no, I'm not. I think it's a lot of people have things, probably not that exciting, but they might have things to do, and didn't want to do it on an Easter Sunday, which is We do baseball on Sunday afternoons, and I thought, oh, Sunday evening would be a good time for a shoot, but didn't want to do it on Easter Sunday. So going to do it next weekend under the lights at the we're going to do under the lights in one of the fields. I think one of our coaches has access to the field lights that we can go out there. I was thinking like just before sunset, an hour or so before sunset, and then shoot as the light starts to go down, and then we can bring up the lights from the field. And I thought maybe bring up the smoke machine. Who knows? Who knows what? Could be crazy. So,
yeah. Okay. That you're committing now. You're now committing yourself to like a 3 hour shoot though. Like, before sundown until it gets dark enough for the lights to actually have a good effect. That's at least probably 90 minutes. If you just right to edge to edge.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, the kids can be out there tossing a ball around or whatever. It's not like they're just going to be necessarily standing for the photo, but I will try to shoot them sort of one at a time and do kind of a cool portrait. But yeah, I think I'm fine with the knocking out, you know, pretty much all of the ambient light and then just lighting them. So even if it's not quite dark enough for the lights, I can still get the lights to register in the photo. Just being that, you know, I'm gonna knock down the ambient light when I do it. So I figure I'll be able to figure out something anyways.
Yeah, I would if you have the opportunity, I would go 100% artificial lights. Not yours. I mean, like, use yours to supplement, but I would go under the lights because they probably don't have anything like that. They probably got some nice sunset photos you've taken in the past, but no one's gonna see anything cool like what you're describing.
Yeah, the problem is that a good time that works for everybody is Sunday night, but these kids are also going to school Monday morning, so I can't keep them until 9 o'clock at night to do this. That's not going to go over super well. So I am sort of a little bit tied to the fact that, I mean, I might try it again later in the summer, which we could go super late, and they might
10:30.
Yeah, they might like it because they won't have school the next day. But anyways, I am sort of confined by the fact that they're still, you know, 12-year-olds, and yeah.
So what you will get at this time of year if you do it too is you'll probably get that time of evening in April. You'll probably get some of like the breath, like the water vapor and the breath too.
Yeah,
okay. Which would look kind of cool, like very, very, very Bull Durham. If you look, they shot Bull Durham sort of in the fall after baseball season was over, and there's a lot of that. Especially when he had to go pitch naked, it was pretty cold out.
So if sunset is, let's say, like 7:30, you're saying go start at 7:30.
Probably. I mean, yeah. I can speak from experience of having played a lot of games under the lights, especially in Richmond. Is there's that time when it's sort of magic hour and it's too dark to play baseball, but it's still too light for the lights to actually take an effect. Like, it's that weird sort of 15 minutes of the game where it's really difficult to see. And so you'll find that you're neither fish nor fowl at that point. And so it'll be kind of not what you're looking for, is my guess. And plus these kids don't have any really cool under the lights photos, like really like the kid, like I'm envisioning the kid on the mound, like leaning in, taking the sign. You're kind of down low shooting up and getting a nice shot of him. But the lights are in the background as well.
Yeah, like that won't work in our direction of the field that I'm planning to use. The lights aren't behind them. The lights are all towards home plate in the infield. So.
Well, yeah, no, but you, what do you mean? Like,
if they were on the mound looking out towards the mound, no, yeah, there's not enough lights out there to really register.
Well, that's where your flash would come in then.
Yeah, I'd have to fake it.
You'd add your flash as a fake light, which you actually, it'll be closer than you think because it has to appear larger. You'll trick it out to make it look like it's larger by bringing it closer, but you're not going to tell because it'll be out of focus and it'll be blown out anyway because you'll actually see the light in the shot.
Right.
I'm coming for this. I'm all shit. What are you doing next week?
This will be a total just like, let's try it out and see what happens. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what I'm doing because I'm also going to have to do 12 kids individually. So by the time, so the light's going to be changing as I'm doing this. Like, yeah, it's going to be an experiment. It's going to be an experiment. Yeah.
All right.
We'll see. I'll let you know how it turns out. I'll put a few out there after I'm done.
Nice. I honestly look forward to this, and hopefully a couple times this season. Like you'll probably do some stuff and go, oh man, next time I'm going to do that.
Right.
And not that I have the answer for it now. I'll look at them and go, oh yeah, man, I would totally do that too. Next time, I'll give you the woodwork update next week, since we're, you know, getting long here. But I quick story. I go to pick my son up from I thought this was pretty funny. Pick my son up from soccer the other day. Like, just now, it's now canceled, of course, because the numbers are up, and so soccer's canceled next week. But numbers being Corona, I mean.
Okay.
And so anyway, so I pick him up from soccer, and one of the other kids on his team who I know, I can know from around the town, and he's like, he starts talking to me, and then he stops, and he, like in German, he says, what's your name again? To me. He's like, the heißt du nochmal? I said, me? Oh, Superman. Oh, okay. Okay. So Superman, can I play with Sam tomorrow? That was what he's asking.
Nice.
He thinks my name is actually Superman.
No, he's like just glancing over that to get to what he wants, which is, Sam free tomorrow?
I'm not saying he's confusing me for Superman.
Right. He's like, whatever, old man, moving on. Can Sam play tomorrow?
So wasn't that funny, turns out.
No, joke's on you.
Yeah, he got me. Zing. He's telling everyone, yeah, he thinks he's Superman.
Exactly.
What?
It's like, I'm not going to stand here and argue with a guy who thinks he's Superman.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. That's a solid point. All right. Moving on then. Did you shoot anything interesting? Well, you already said you didn't.
No.
You didn't take your hammer.
No, did not.
I shot the team photo I was going to talk about. We already did. And then I shot another photo. Here's my son. We had some beautiful evening sunset light, like just amazing golden light, nice little background. Got the 5D Classic out with the 85mm. And as you can see by the look on his face, he does not care. He is really, this is the look of sheer contempt of that I'm taking his photo in this nice light.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
It's good. It's a good one.
Yeah, look at the golden sunlight. I'm loving everything that's happening here. And he's just like, yeah, I don't want to do this. Here's our pretend smile. Move on.
Right.
However, in this photo, you can see that my son is 100%. I thought he was half Canadian, but he's not. He's 100% German. And you probably can't quite make it out why he's 100% German. Those are zip-off pants.
Nice.
Like the zip off at the knee in the shorts.
Yeah. Not the tearaways, the zip away.
No. Zip away.
My dad had a pair of those about, I don't know, 9 years ago.
Is he German? No.
No, but it was a thing here too for a little while.
Yeah, for old people.
Yeah. Not for.
You never had a pair.
No, I never did, and nor did my child. Yeah.
This is very, very, like, these are hand-me-down pants, like someone gave, but he loves them. I'm not putting it off on somebody else. He wears these all the time. And because he loves being able to zip off and go shorts whenever he wants. But yeah, this is a very German thing. You have to be prepared at all times.
Gotcha.
So there you go.
Okay.
All right, let's get into the photo challenge. Did you, photo challenge this week is offbeat. Now, any idea why I picked this? There's no way you're going to guess this.
No, I don't.
I'll tell you what I like. I'll tell you, I like pants that zip off into shorts.
Mm-hmm. So you're ready. Always ready.
I like the, you know, when you see on like the cool magazine covers and they have that sort of a fish out of water, like they have like George Clooney in a suit in a swimming pool. And you're like, oh man, you would never wear a suit in a swimming pool. But there he is wearing a suit in a swimming pool. And it looks cool. Because he's George Clooney, it turns out.
Right.
But there's also a lot of those like, whoa, what's going on? Why is the guy doing that? Like, that doesn't make any sense at all. And yet it looks really cool. I can tell by your enthusiastic response that you share this love of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
Do you know what a magazine is?
Those are those things they used to have, but now they're all on the iPad.
So whomever wins that photo challenge gets to be the new co-host. All you have to do is understand what a magazine is. And, you know, it's like Will Ferrell dressed as an alien listening to music or something. Those sorts of things.
Right.
I always find those really interesting.
Okay.
And all so right. I was like, oh, man, I want to do that. Like, something like that. Like, surely we can do that. We can't. I mean, we being me, I can't.
Okay.
I can't do it. We'll change it up a little bit. I'll show you the one. Like, look at the one that says 535 Allen. What?
Yeah.
That was my attempt. I put a suit on, went into my wood shop, and tried to take a fish out of water shot. And as you can tell, it can't be done. I don't know why I'm angry. I'm happy. I'm in my happy place down there. I'm building. It smells. It is so full of sawdust down there. I even have sawdust on my suit. You can see it. And it smells great down there. I was working there that morning. And so this is like 10 minutes after I was cutting a whole bunch of wood on the table saw. And so I threw a suit on, went down and lit this. You can see the flash reflecting in my safety glasses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I took time to light this, and I even have a rim light, which doesn't really show up very well, so I don't know what it's doing. But yeah, so here we go. That was going to be my. That's not my photo challenge at all. That was what I was going for fish out of water.
Okay, all right.
Just saying, that was the inspiration. For this week's challenge, this month's challenge.
This photo.
Not this photo, this idea. No, like this photo, but good.
Okay.
Like, not angry. Like I'm looking at it now thinking, like I took this myself, obviously, like having to push the timer and then run around the table saw to the other side and then lean forward and do something.
Yeah, a lot of effort. You got into a suit for this. Like I'm just happy. The number of times that I've gone, oh my God, I hate you so much for this challenge because I'm wasting time. I've got nothing good. This is awesome to me because, this is a colossal waste of time, what you've done here.
Okay, let's not go too far. It's not a waste of time because I learned this is a waste of time. which is probably some sort of a irony or a conundrum or what do you call those things?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you call that.
Okay.
So the point is, I like it. I like it when there's sort of things like I say, fish out of water. Like this isn't a good fish though. This is like a bullhead that's been laying on the dock for a couple days. You're like, oh yeah, it's fish out of, ooh, kick it back in the water. Like, we don't need that.
Right.
Let it stink out there in the bay. So there's that. So that was the inspiration. And now let's get down to the listeners' photos. So first up is Stephen Flo Rosenstengel. Now this is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of thing I'm talking. I don't think he hauled this grand piano out into the wilderness, but this is the kind of thing that makes for a really cool fish out of water offbeat photo.
See, I don't know. I mean, yes, this is a good photo. I didn't even really know what offbeat meant. Maybe you explained it and I didn't listen. That probably is likely.
No.
But did we really explain what you meant by offbeat, or was it open to interpretation?
Well, clearly it's open to interpretation, but offbeat would mean sort of not your normal run-of-the-mill. Like
right.
Just sort of like, yeah.
Okay.
Like all an right. offbeat screwball comedy or, you know, something where it's like you're not expecting that.
Okay. All right. No, I like this photo because you're not expecting a piano out in the middle of a field with, you know, a mountain in the background.
What is the number one takeaway here? The burnt grass and stuff, that's fine. But he has done something here, either on, I think, on purpose, but if it's by accident, wow, good for you. But he has one very, very perfect little detail here.
Is it the reflection?
It's the reflection, which I did not see on the first 19 views of this. Just kidding. I only looked at that twice. But the first time I didn't see it. And then the second time I saw her reflection and thought, well, that's perfect. That's a perfect. Oh, I can't even think of the word now.
Angle?
Is it English? Yeah, not a composition.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect composition to get her reflection in the inside of the lid. So this is well done. It's a great, very cool offbeat thing. There used to be one up like a not a grand piano, but just like a regular upright piano that they had at the top of Grouse Mountain that you could take. Not at the top, but by the Lumberjack show or something like that. So you could take a similar photo. It's kind of cool to do. But this is even better with the grand piano. Okay.
Okay, I like it. I agree.
Next up, B.S. Vaughn. This guy was on our back steps the other night. Most photos on here are of cute animals, but these eat ticks, so they deserve a little dog food once in a while. No wonder the dog didn't want to go out. So what is that for an animal?
Possum?
Is it a possum?
I think so.
Okay. I couldn't tell. Because it's all right. It's fine.
It's just not in focus.
Well, no, it's not. He doesn't want to get too close, obviously, and then because he says that in the hashtag, and it's on his iPhone and whatnot. However, I'm going to give you a little bonus points for it eating ticks because I do not like ticks.
Okay.
All right. We have ticks in British Columbia, but I'm not sure if in around where you are.
I don't know. I'm not familiar. Yeah. I know they're a thing. Aren't they something that sometimes live on dogs?
Well, those do, yeah. But generally, I think in the interior of BC, you don't want Lyme disease.
Okay.
By the way.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So you want to, it's actually starting to be tick season coming up in the next little while. And so we have them in Germany. You have to always kind of check whenever you're walking in long grass, you come in, you check for ticks. So the fact that this thing eats ticks. Now in the year, the 13 years I've lived in Germany, I've had exactly two ticks on me. So evidently I'm pretty low risk, but I'm not a fan.
Got it.
All right. Next up is Mark's Berry, March's photo challenge offbeat. Playing with a wide angle lens for some crazy framings of our pug.
Pugs are awesome. I like this photo.
These are the dogs, right?
Didn't you just describe all dogs?
No, but there's the ones that do that sort of the hard, difficult breathing.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I'm not a pug expert. I like this photo, and I like the offbeat composition here. My only gripe with this photo, and maybe it's just I'm looking at a downsized version on my iPad, is the eyes aren't in focus. It doesn't look like.
Yeah, it looks like, well, they might be on the, hard to say. It's hard to say on the small version on Instagram. The depth of field is very narrow here,
yeah.
Even though it's a 14 mil. But I guess obviously the pug's nose must be touching the sensor of the camera, not even the front element. It's got to be right up close.
Yeah.
This is right in the face. So good for the, this is definitely an angle of a pug that you don't normally see. You'd be inclined to shoot this with a longer lens. But the 14 mil really accentuates its pugness.
Yeah.
Pugnaciousness.
Yeah, the pugnaciousness, yeah.
Yeah. So I definitely appreciate that. That's the word. That's mm-hmm. the title of this week's episode. So overall, it is very, I did not see this coming, and thus it is offbeat.
Okay, like it. I do like it.
All right. Next up, Marumal 97. Offbeat, something you don't normally do. Like others, I don't really do portraits, so I kept it simple. 50 mil, 1.8 window light. This was the result of several attempts over the last few weeks, each getting closer to what I was after, sufficient depth of field, exposure to kill the background, getting the right light at the right angle at the right time of day. A lot of rights.
Yeah.
Realized too late that full sun through the windows was too much and a cloudy day with a thin curtain to diffuse it would have been best. It is a challenge after all. I don't have any problem with the direct sunlight. You?
No, I like sunlight.
Yeah, no, I like this. This is the window light. Like when we talk about window light, if you're in the northern hemisphere, you go to get a north facing window and that way you get that sort of diffused light coming through. That's nice. I still like the occasional window light of direct sunlight blasting through.
Sure.
Because generally that means it's coming in at in the morning or the evening if it's that angle. And you're going to get a really cool effect. So this is a very cool effect, especially since we're short lighting here. The light's on the correct side of the face. And correct. The correct's not the best way to say it. The side I prefer. I'm a big fan of short lighting. And we sufficiently killed the background. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. It's a sort of an in-between shot too, like not uh, not a posed photo, which sometimes I don't like and sometimes I do. In this case, I like it.
And look at the catch lights in the eyes. Mm-hmm. Those are huge.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really, really nice catch lights. Yep, good. Well done.
All right, next up is Mike Roskopf. Hi, two hosers. I rarely shoot extreme aspect ratios, and it's hard to post them on Instagram. That's right. I try to shoot everything for the gram now. Everything's just a 4x5 up and down. So this, in fact, when your buddy gets his photo blown up 4x5 for the gram, it has to include the Instagram, like it's as if we took it from the Instagram website.
Okay. All right.
See what I'm saying? Like he has to have like the comments on the wall. Sure. And everything like that. Yeah. Too. Which we will do. We will like, we'll redo it in a high res. We won't do a screenshot from Instagram. We'll redo it. We'll fake an Instagram post on the wall. Complete with hashtag encouraging people to get their picture taken with that in the background. Okay. So this is an macro close-up abstract. This is my entry for offbeat. As I first saw the light falling through the lid of the centrifuge onto the rotor lid lock mechanism, I was thinking of photographing it. Right now, I'm looking forward to receive the book from Doncom Photo in the next weeks to improve my skills on macro photography. Don't get your hopes up. That Doncom guy is a hack.
Yeah. Agreed.
Just subpar. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've seen the first, the almost done version of his book. It's pretty in depth. It's pretty great.
That doesn't sound like Don.
Yeah. Yeah. He did not halfway it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Don has a shirt that says in depth. He walks around with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something clever. How to word, like what font? It's in Comic Sans font.
Oh, sandwich board. In depth. I don't know why my thing's making noises. Stop it.
Yeah.
I hate the electronics in my life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
I'm like Nana. I'm like, why are things making noises?
Yeah. That's all right. Now, can I get some pumpernickel? That's what I want. Who else eats pumpernickel besides Nana's?
I don't know.
Okay, so this is a close-up of a centrifuge.
Yeah, I like it. To me, I don't know. When I first looked at it, it sort of looks like a record player.
That's what I thought it was, too.
But with a weird red thing in the middle. But the red thing kind of just is cool. So
it is.
I feel it's like I want to redo this.
You put into play.
Oh, go ahead.
You want to redo it? Go ahead. I had nothing.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like I want to redo this as an up-close kind of wide angle of a record, but a cool record, like Duran Duran.
Okay, I was thinking like The Police, because like Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red.
Oh,
light. That's what
yeah.
got in my head.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe...
I'm telling you, maybe you shoot this up and down, this might end up over a fireplace in Richmond.
Yeah, the Eurythmics Walk Like an Egyptian.
I pray you're joking.
I was just trying to say stuff that I thought that would make you cringeworthy.
Well, first of all, I don't know who I like better, the Eurythmics or the Bangles. I happen to love, there is no more fun than rolling along listening to the Bangles.
Okay.
Which is what Walk Like an Egyptian is.
Right.
Even though you probably get canceled for that now. I prefer Manic Monday. It's just another Manic Monday.
Yeah.
But I even think I might like the Go-Go's better than the Eurythmics. And I blame Marilyn Manson for ruining Sweet Dreams. That's the problem.
Okay. All right.
I like Annie Lennox. I didn't mean to derail this.
I apologize to the listeners.
Why did you open this up?
I apologize to the listeners. Let's move on to the next photo or we'll never finish this podcast.
No, that leads me to one quick question for you.
Oh, no.
And the listeners, too. I'm going to ask you. I need you to pick a horse right now. Okay?
Okay.
Carly Simon, Carole King, I can't think of her name now. I keep thinking Janis Joplin, and that's not who I'm thinking of.
I like Janis Joplin. I'd say Janis Joplin.
Over those two?
Yeah.
No.
Only because I always...
Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, I still take Janis Joplin. Just like her, no, no, I like her
she's
voice.
Not. She's not in this. You yeah. like alliteration. Like you're just a goofy kid who likes. Oh
no, I just like the harsh kind of scratchiness of her voice. Like that, her voice.
Okay,
like,
that's not the option. The options were Carole King,
yeah,
Carly Simon,
yeah,
or Joni Mitchell. Which one?
I can't say.
Don't be biased to the Canadian.
I can't say I'm a huge fan of any of those three. Can I?
Do you know which one's Canadian?
Is it Carly Simon?
No, it's the Bengals. Okay, let's move on.
Can I take Janis Joplin for 200, Alex?
She was voted, speaking of getting canceled, man.
Uh-oh.
When she was at university in Texas, she was voted ugliest man on campus.
Carly Simon was.
No. Double J. I'm not joking you. I am not kidding. I find it terrible. I'm not celebrating the fact. I'm celebrating the fact that she went on to an illustrious career.
Sure did.
For a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a few years, you're right. But it lives on forever.
Southern comfort, yeah. Yeah. No, I love me and Bobby McGee, but that's a different... She's in a different category. All right, next up is David 120 Williams, Two Hosers Monthly Offbeat. I never shoot macro. Now, he shot a bunch of photos, as you can see by that arrow. There's like five photos.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones were close or macro, maybe. But I think he wanted to include the last one as the offbeat one. And that was this one that I haven't slept since I've seen it.
Yeah. It's kind of a little bit unusual.
Yeah. It's like if Darby O'Gill and the Little People did not have a budget. They couldn't get Sean Connery, and like, all right, we'll just use this. We use a leftover from the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. No, it's creepy, for sure.
So did you find this in the woods, or was this brought there? That's... No, neither answer better than the first.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
I like the ferns, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Next up. Number 47 in your program, but number one in your hearts. Oh, number 97. I should have used 97.
Yeah, confusing, yeah.
Let's take two. Take two, okay? Okay. Come on, let's go. Dad's watching. All right. Number 97 in your program, and number one in your hearts, we have Frank Pang.
Okay, wait. So this is Frank, right?
One of those is, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Eerily similar between Frank and the Minion.
I guess maybe that's what he's going for.
Yeah, someone must have told him, hey, Frank, you look a lot like one of those minions from Despicable Me.
But just from the top of the nose up.
Right.
The rest totally does not.
You know what?
Wait a second. What was the Granville Island cement thing? Wasn't that a minion?
I don't know. I'll have to go back and look. I don't think so. Maybe. Okay. Is there? Maybe. But again, just when you think you've got Frank figured out, he comes up with something more brilliant than even you can believe and imagine. And here we are again.
Yeah.
Another majestic photo by Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
And look at the catch lights in the Minion's eyes. He's got two, got the one and the painted on one. That's double catch lights.
Wow.
Well done, Frank. All right. Everyone else playing for second place. Yeah. All right. Jay Marr up next. A beautifully crafted 1920s Gibson. Some cool offbeat curves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is like if I thought, oh, I was like, did Prince play that? That looks cool.
I agree. It looks really cool.
Yeah. Did I skip through and look at the other photos? I forget now. Because I'm just realizing now that this was multiple photos.
Yeah, the one you've posted, I have looked on Instagram. I've seen the other ones. This one's the best one, though.
Okay, I thought so. Maybe I did go through them. Yeah, this is very cool. I mean, in terms of what Jay Marr did was just very simple. Like, but that's sometimes that's what you want to do is just, you know, take yourself out of the equation and let the true artist shine. And that's the guy who made this, Kirk Gibson, famed slugger, Kirk Gibson.
Yeah. 1988.
The Dodgers. When he's with the Dodgers.
When he hobbled around with the home run, game six, I think.
That at bat was like 47 minutes.
Oh, I know. They have it. I watched it on YouTube with Jack to show him, and it's like I could not believe when I rewatched it how long that at bat was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, guitar photo, love it. Really do.
Yeah. Very cool. Next up, Kenneth Skalovic. I pronounce it differently each time. Plan some base jumping from the roof of you say that. Forgot the shoot, so daddy had to fake it with a wide-angle lens and an offbeat Instagram crop. This kid's having fun.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there more?
Cool angle. No, it's just...
It is a cool angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. The kid, yeah. The kid must be thrilled with it. They get it, probably like my kid, and is like is tired of these cool pictures now. So, I blame the kid. All right, well done. All right, next up is D. Bradshaw, 75, from Perth, Western Australia. You ever been to Perth, Adam?
No.
Me neither. It's far.
But I like it. I'm not sure exactly why I like it. Maybe because he's part of the club.
Oh, you mean the Louis C.K. cosplay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I like it.
Wait, hold on.
Huge hands, like huge.
Is Louis C.K. still canceled? He shouldn't be. He should be. We're good now. Come back and tell jokes. He's funny.
I don't know if he is.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the offbeat, as is not your usual style. I very rarely take portraits, and never of myself, and even more never while trying to be slightly creative with posing. I think it's great.
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
Window light, probably? Why? Does he say that?
Doesn't say window light.
Yeah, it's got to be, though, with just the background and the shadows and stuff. It seems like it's got to be window light.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, I guess it could be hard light. The shadow on his nose is pretty hard. Who knows?
He does.
And
that's who.
And Louis C.K.
And Louis C.K. knows. Yeah. All right. Next up is Roger Dahlman. This is from Dulles, Virginia. Something different. This is the Observation Tower, the National Air and Space Museum's, you say that name, center. The architecture is interesting. It is. You'll find historic aircrafts from the Wright brothers to a space shuttle and lots of historic aircraft in between. Cameras are welcome, but tripods are prohibited. Okay. I know what he's saying. He's saying it's hard to capture individual aircraft because they're all jammed together, so you have to kind of focus on details. I've dealt with this at the Deutsches Museum. It's a really cool museum in Munich where they have like basically every single thing in the world they have an exhibit on, like all kinds of things, but there's a whole wing dedicated to airplanes and space and whatnot. I think there's actually one dedicated to airplanes, one to space. So you can go see some awesome, awesome airplanes, like the very first jet airplane, the German Messerschmitt, and stuff like that. But it is difficult to get a shot of just that individual airplane without getting a bunch of others in the background. So he opted for the kind of strange looking architecture.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't, again, it's so simple, and mm-hmm. I think it's because the background is also very I don't know. It's just sort of muted a little bit. The sky is kind of muted. It's nice, but it's not like taking away from the subject, which is, you know, the buildings and especially that kind of unique looking larger building. But it's mm-hmm. all just kind of interesting and simple and symmetrical and, but asymmetrical. So I don't know. It's just, I like it. Normally, if I took this photo, it probably would have taken it a lot wider, and then, you know, there would have been just too much going on. So the mm-hmm. the portion that he's decided to kind of capture is just, yeah, it's really nice. So seems like a postcard for this museum.
Yes. Okay. Next up, we got Duca Pixel. His Two Hosers Monthly Challenge for March, inspired by Allen's awesome movie posters.
Oh, yeah, I even said your name.
Not Adams.
No.
Always wanted to try one myself. Wishing you all the best. That's for you.
Adam, yeah, Adam. I said wishing Adam all the best. Yeah.
Wishing you were the best, but you're not.
Yeah.
So there's that. It's okay. Hey, second place, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Silver medal.
I'm okay.
So here at Home Alone. This is excellent.
Yeah, I like it. It's fun.
Well, you include everybody playing. I don't have the actual actual poster handy. So I don't know how accurate it is, but it's got to be pretty close, right?
Yeah, I don't. I, I, I knew, obviously, even without the font and the text, I knew what it was, right? So I think my brain must be familiar with it and the little background characters in the windows. So yeah, well done. I like it.
Plus, he's getting a nice little dig at the German politics and the shutdowns.
Sure.
If you read. Looking forward to going outdoors.
Oh, I forgot
one minor detail, yeah. German politics.
Yeah, I didn't read that part, but now it's...
It's a good zing.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's clear to me.
Well, hashtag, everything's kind of falling apart here in Germany. I don't know if you noticed. I don't know if that's made it into your news.
I kind of just thought the whole world was falling apart, so...
Yeah, but a bit of a gong show here.
Okay.
Bit of a gong show.
Did you know that the entire Canucks team pretty much has COVID?
Oh, do they?
Yeah. It was two players. They're about to play a game about a week ago, and then it was eight players the next day, and now I think it's most of the team. So it's going to cause...
Wait. Weren't you chirping Team Germany in the World Juniors a couple months ago?
Yeah. Well, they're bad.
Okay.
They're bad. But yeah, no, it'll be interesting. A bunch of things must be addressed in the NHL very shortly. So... the entire Canucks team pretty much with COVID, a bunch of them have the variants. Like it's, I'm sure going to be a mess for the NHL. So, yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, moving on.
There you go. Great. Great. Well done on the movie poster. All right. Next up is, I think, my favorite.
Saw this and already, I don't have to see anymore. Just drop the microphone, Bob Bernal Jr.
Don't drop the microphone. That ruins the microphone.
Drop the microphone. This is freaking amazing.
Yeah. It is pretty awesome. So Bob always, so far Bob has not let me down. Every time he comes, he submits, I tell people go look at his feed. He updates his feed regularly and it's got some great photos. And I even saw a comment, somebody would like him nominating him to be the next, hose down.
Oh, okay. He does a lot of car stuff, right? Like a lot of like cool, like
a lot of cruising stuff.
Yeah, low riders and like just some cool car stuff that I in my Instagram feed I see his stuff and I like it. So, but this photo seems very different than a lot of the stuff that I've seen in his feed, and I love this. This is really really great. This photo.
Do you have any idea how he did it? I'm gonna guess, but I don't know for sure. But I have a guess.
I do not know. Some sort of spinning light on a string whipping around really fast.
Whoa. Slow down, professor.
Yeah. But no, like, remember how, I had one of those, like, I can't remember what they're called, but those light up balls that are on the end of a big poi, I think they are, but they are like glow in the dark ones that you put little LEDs in. So this... like that sort of thing on steroids, spinning around in order to create that perfect sphere. And then I don't know what the green light in behind. So there's obviously two lights attached and it's got to be spinning around. I don't know the contraption you'd use, but some sort of string attached lights that you could whip around like a tetherball.
I'm guessing that is... burning steel wool on the end of a wire.
Burning steel wool on the... Oh, steel I've heard of that. Yeah. Someone once upon a time talked about that on the podcast, right? Do we have a guest or something?
Did Dwayne talk about it?
Maybe it was Dwayne. Somebody did it like years ago. And I think that rings a bell in order to get that crazy kind of... Because it would be more... Sparks. If it was LEDs, you wouldn't get the sparks, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. So well done. Like perfectly placed. And then I'm assuming she's lit as well. So you're doing a long exposure and then pop the flash.
Yeah.
There's so much going on here I'm even more ashamed of my own photo now.
Yeah. This is really, really good. So it seems like a lot of work. So I'm probably not going to do it. So you don't have to worry about me copying it because this is really great. Hopefully... you can share with us how you did this.
Yes, indeed. Well, you're gonna interview him next month.
Great. For the
hose
down. Got a lot of interviews coming up for me.
All right, and the last one for this month is JC Russo. I went on a hike with the Savage Mill. Well, we knew it was the Savage Mill Trail, and found the old mill buildings. It's an interesting set of abandoned machinery and equipment, and the kids love seeing something new. So this one's, I think, is really cool. Great colors, really pops. Definitely not the angle you'd normally shoot. You do have the misfortune of going after Bob. So sorry, JC, I should have timed those better.
I like graffiti.
Do you?
Well, I like the colors, and yeah, it's just always interesting to me. I don't know, sort of one of those things that I have to put on my list of things Adam likes. Graffiti.
Graffiti, like, and complaining.
Like, I don't want it in my living room, graffiti, but I do really like it. And especially, you know, lots of different colors and different fonts. And, like, I don't know, some graffiti just is art. It really looks cool. And even though none of this graffiti specifically is super artistic, when you mash it all together, it does turn into art.
Yeah, I don't like graffiti though myself usually.
Okay.
It could be a German thing because it's everywhere in Germany. They love graffiti, and I'm graffitied out.
Oh, like I mostly see it on trains, and then I like it, especially when they say funny things.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies of all time, and this is a true story, is American Graffiti. So that's a little twist about
me. Sure. Okay.
Check that out. And I once met the Toad, Terry the Toad, on a BC ferry. Go figure.
Great.
Charles Martin Smith, you know him?
No.
You know him. You know him from The Untouchables. Never Cry Wolf. Played Farley Mowat, for crying out loud. All right. Thanks to everybody for submitting once again. You can find those at Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram. Next month, before we get to ours, Adam, we'll go through ours in a sec here real quick because I'm bored of you. And
I have other things to do.
Yeah, but not this. So, yeah, we'll talk about that in a sec. Let's have a look at ours. All right, here's your wife on her donut quest. The week of donuts.
Yeah, so that's what I decided to shoot. Donuts. So, I don't know exactly.
Is this at a donut place?
No, I took this just after, and when we got home, and she ate a donut, and I said, why don't you hold a donut up, and I'll take a photo.
Well, how do we get the background?
That is a donut photo that I took off the internet.
And you held it up, or just you photoshopped it in?
No, the donut.
I can see the line now.
Yeah, the donut she's holding is real, clearly.
Yeah.
Donuts in the background are fake.
Okay.
Just the stock.
Well, no, they're real donuts.
Yeah, it's a stock photo, and then I just kind of blurred it so that it would make sense, because the stock photo of the donuts was a big wide image, but it had, like, it was way too sharp, so I just blurred it so that it would make sense to my eye in terms of the depth of field. So, yeah, that's all. It was just taken on my, like, in our bedroom on a blank background, and I just cut her out and then threw up a picture of other donuts in behind. The end.
This is offbeat, man.
This is offbeat, isn't it?
I'm deciding. I can't tell if I want the sprinkled donut to be in focus or not.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either. I did it both ways, and I just seemed to want it to be out of focus so that you could see her eye. Turns out it's not an easy shot with an on-camera flash and bounced off the ceiling to get just enough light. So, because if she holds it too far out, then it's a totally weird perspective. And then if she holds it too close, then her eye is completely dark in shadow. So, yeah, a little bit of messing around to try to get a catch light and a perspective that, you know, it's a donut, but it's not too in or out of focus. So I went with this. I shouldn't scrutinize it too much because it's not going to go on my buddy's wall. I hope it's not.
That might go above the fireplace.
Yeah. Yeah, 6x4 vertical shot of a donut.
Dognut, yeah. I love it. Yeah, Tim Hortons might give you a call.
Okay.
I'm hesitant to get too snotty about it because mine are not good. Okay. That's the thing. I wish mine were better this week so I could tell jokes.
Okay, let's move on to yours because this show is like three hours long.
Yeah, it is long. All right, so here's mine. Here's a shot of me playing offbeat.
This is the drumming shot.
The drumming shot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
yeah, I don't know.
It's anything fine. Drumming. You kind of went for the I guess the little bit of the wordplay here.
This was a save. So here's the deal. I like this. I like elements of this photo.
Yeah, me too. I like parts of it. Now,
here's the thing. Remember how, like, we started recording the show today And at one point, I was like, oh, man, can you hang on a sec? That's when I ran downstairs and took this photo. Because literally, the ink is still wet on this photo. Okay. Because I took that other one of me being angry about getting sawdust on my suit.
Right.
And I hadn't even seen it yet. Like, this is how I took that photo, had not even processed it yet, was so confident that it was going to be a Rembrandt that I was like, oh, man, I'll just deal with this later. And just before we're going to record, I looked at the photo and thought, oh, that's terrible. Like, that cannot, like, the monthly photo challenge is not about yours and my photos. It's about the listener. But I still can't make it that bad.
Right.
Like, that was so bad. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go down and try this multiple exposure thing. Now, there's some cool parts of it. However, here's the rub. I didn't have time to throw up a black background. So you get, you know, the background of our basement room where my son plays his drums. The heater and the window and the picture. And they don't belong there. Okay, it should be just be a black background. The second part of it was, this was taken during the day, so there's a, even though this is a, it's like a mostly basement, there's still window light coming in through windows, and you need a long exposure. So this is 100% done on my own. So under my right foot, I have the trigger for the flash, okay? So I put the timer on the flash on for like a long exposure, like 5 seconds or something like that. Run over while the timer's going off, run over to the drums, start playing. And right when it opens, I'll be looking camera left. And as I'm playing, I hit the flash remote with my foot. Boom, it pops once. I turn, hit the cymbal, and I pop the flash a second time with my right foot. That's how this was done.
Okay.
Okay. So in order to have a long enough exposure that I can pop the flash twice, I have to kill that ambient, yet still have a long enough time. Well, even at 5 seconds, we're getting enough bleed in from the light that it's the background. It's just impossible to do. And that's like an F14 or 22 or whatever it's at.
Right.
So at ISO 100, which also means in order to kill the ambient that much, the flash has to go off bare at half power is the best I can get away with. And so if I were to do this again, which I may or may not do with myself or with my son or somebody, I will do it at night so that the ambient is completely killed. The only light will become from the two flashes that are camera right, camera left, and in behind me. And I will put a black background up so that we get nothing in behind. And that would also allow for the flashes to be popped at like 1/16th or 1/32nd power at like a more reasonable F4 probably, which means that you'll get a much like the subject, me, will be lit stronger and the background less. And therefore I'll pop out.
Okay. I can't wait for the retake.
Yeah, redoing it. Well, either way, I'm probably going to play Chad Smith in the movie, so it works out. Okay, that is definitely off. It's pretty much on beat. You can tell I'm playing the, like John Bonham. So there's that.
You're rocking.
All right. Challenge for next month. Adam said it. It's vertical landscape, and there's an additional contest involved for people who wish to participate. It's an opt-in only, and we'll deal with how to do that later. Hashtag that. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers, and we'll check that out at the end of the month. Challenge for next week, Adam, I didn't write anything down.
All tapped out on great ideas for photo challenges.
Do something easy that you're not going to mess up this week.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Okay, you're really putting me on the spot then. I'm looking around my room and thinking, in my office, and thinking, hey, what can we shoot?
How about close-up? Doesn't have to be of a person, just close-up.
Close-up? I can think of nothing else, so yeah, close-up it is. We'll do that for next week. Meanwhile, websites, come on. Instagram is your website now. Your homepage at Instagram, Adam Two Hosers.
I'm everywhere.
Yeah, you are the Instagram. Okay, so check Adam out. My stuff you can find at AlanAtridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.